This podcast is supported by The Contract Doctor. The Contract Doctor brings you affordable legal and compliance advice to startups and SMEs. For more information, visit www.thecontractdoctor.co.uk.
What great ideas are so close within your grasp? Seeing other points of view, anticipating change, considering multiple possible turnouts, acknowledging uncertainty, searching for compromise. We're going to talk about how to get over those limiters of innovation so that you can extract better thinking from yourself and your team. So let's talk about how to win the future.
This is the Marketing Rules Podcast. Do you know the new rules of marketing? Here is your host, James Whitelock.
So, Ursula, we're going to try something new for the kind of
extra
bit of the podcast, basically, now. So I'm going to ask, so three things that you think recruiters should be doing or paying attention to or making the most of right now, from your perspective, what you think they should really be kind of focusing on.
Okay, got it. So, these are not going to be groundbreaking, I don't think, but talent. Yeah. I think that recruiters absolutely need to know where their talent, where are they, what's going on. And when I say their talent, be very focused based on their strategic principles of the type of talent. So if they're, if they're doing temporary, if they're doing direct hire or permanent, where are those people? And not the people that they always talk to only. They need to use this opportunity to expand their relationships and get to people that they haven't been able to talk to before. Because people right now are looking for help and for solutions and to expand their connectivity. And it's not just the how are you doing conversation. Be very deliberate and have a plan when you get them on the phone, but make sure that your bench of your talent is very good, top tier, and ready to go. James, you and I have been in the business for a long time. We know one of the first things to go is the temporary business, and one of the first things to come back is the temporary business.
Yeah.
So when the switch goes, back on, and not to say that it isn't right now, there are a whole load of jobs that have been created as a result of this, and companies that are hiring. But absolutely have the candidate bench with the best possible talent that a recruiter can have. So that would be my number one.
Cool. Brilliant. Number two.
My number two would be in the area of the companies. Ensure that you know what is going on at the organization, what their plans are. Have very good questions to ask of them. Make sure your decision maker is not in jeopardy, because you might have a relationship with a company, but really is your relationship with the company, or is it with that decision maker? Do you know your decision maker's boss? Do you know the person that reports to the decision maker that might take that person's place? Because relationships matter, and you have to be able to keep a relationship with that person. But when I say ask deliberate questions, not only are you asking about what's going on in the organization, when business might be back, when they're looking to rehire, this is also a time where organizations are being aware of what kind of talent they're going to need when they come back.
Yeah.
So the org is probably going to change. And so, to be able to gain their trust and ask those very specific questions of them, and to be able to look out for the talent that they want, is going to put you a step ahead of others that are just calling to check in. Just checking in is not the call that you want to make. And then, thirdly, this is less about the questions that they should be asking to the talent and to the organizations, but they should be having conversations with their managers and their leadership team that are very clear. What does success look like today for you? What are your new goals? what is the new target that you're trying to hit? It's a very difficult time for recruiters to stay motivated and to feel secure. Every recruiter probably has a recruiter friend that has been, you know, put on hold or, you know, furloughed and that type of thing, right? And it's scary. And so I think that they have to be really clear with their leadership, what is success? What does it look like? What is the expectation? And work for the new goal. If they haven't reset what their goals are, they have to reset their goals. And oftentimes it's do the best you can, do the most of what you can. If you had a GM per week of X, it's double that because we're in trouble. Well, is that realistic? So, you know, I think it's really important to have goals and to have stretch goals, but to feel secure in your own situation so that you can be, you know, you don't have that distraction and you're just really focused on the talent and the companies.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Ursula.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Marketing Rules Podcast from Thinking Circles. Available on all major podcasting platforms, including Apple and Spotify. Just search the Marketing Rules Podcast or visit www.themarketingrules.com. To work with James or Thinking Circles, visit www.thinkincircles.com.
The Marketing Rules Podcast is a Thinking Circles production.